Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, Israel enjoys clear skies across major cities. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem see bright sunshine, while Haifa is pleasantly warm. Perfect weather for those stepping outside. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, JNS reports the IDF hit over 40 Hezbollah terror sites in southern Lebanon. The military also eliminated terrorists and dismantled rocket launchers. Also, I-24 News reports Hezbollah launched its largest drone swarm attack on Israel's northern border earlier this hour. Also this hour, The Times of Israel says Hezbollah fired several rockets and a drone at IDF troops in South Lebanon. There were no injuries. Israeli strikes also targeted two cars south of Beirut. Separately, Ynet shares that 1 in 4 Israeli middle schoolers do not feel fully safe at school. A third of students reported increased violence over the past year. And finally, Forward reports on a new Israeli document addressing sexual violence committed during the Hamas-led October 7 attacks. The report seeks to shift the debate from denial to accountability. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted just minutes ago that the IDF struck more than 40 Hezbollah sites across southern Lebanon over the past day. This included weapon depots and military structures. I-24News_EN revealed earlier today that Hezbollah's recent drone assault on Israel was its largest to date, involving a two-wave swarm attack on the northern border. Meanwhile, IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, confirmed that the IDF targeted over 40 Hezbollah sites in the past 24 hours, the strikes aimed at weapon storage sites and military structures. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's recent operations in southern Lebanon. The strikes targeted key Hezbollah infrastructure, including rocket launchers and weapons depots. This follows heightened tensions and provocations from Hezbollah. The Times of Israel highlights that these military actions aim to neutralize immediate threats to Israel's northern communities. Turning to the drone swarm attack by Hezbollah. This assault marks an escalation in the conflict, with drones targeting critical areas along the northern border. I-24 News notes that this is the largest drone attack by Hezbollah, reflecting the group's growing technological capabilities. For residents in the north, this means heightened security measures and increased military presence. Meanwhile, the concerning report on Israeli middle schoolers' safety reveals challenges within the education system. Ynet's survey indicates that violence in schools has risen and many students feel unsafe. This calls for urgent attention from educational authorities to restore confidence and security in schools. In a related development, the new Israeli report on sexual violence during the October 7 attacks seeks to hold perpetrators accountable. Forward's coverage emphasizes the need for transparency and justice for the victims. This report could influence international perceptions and pressure on Hamas regarding human rights violations. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business covers attorney Dr. Oren Shabbat's dedication to fighting discrimination in public tenders. His boutique firm has been operating for nearly 30 years, advocating for fair practices in Israel's legal landscape. Separately, CTEC reports on Kokomodo's innovation in climate-controlled cocoa production. Tal Govrin, the winner of a recent competition, emphasizes the consistency and traceability of their cocoa, which can be delivered year-round. And finally, Globes reveals that Sakal has made a surprising bid to buy Zim. This unexpected offer has disrupted previous agreements, pushing up the Israeli shipping company's value. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.